Everyone has a story to tell. What's yours? You're listening to Around the World with Dan Perry. Do you enjoy hearing tales of world adventure? Would you like travel advice from those who know the road well? Maybe you want to embark on a journey of your own, and you just need a bit of motivation to get started. You'll find all of that and more on Around the World with Dan Perry. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show, and thanks for all of your support. I've gotten a lot of great feedback lately on this show. And for those of you who don't know, my wife Katie and I plan to take off for a year after this school year ends, and we're going to travel around Asia together. And hopefully I'm going to make this podcast a weekly show where I'm going to continue meeting really interesting people and sitting down for a long conversation with them. So once again, thanks for telling your friends about the show, and I really look forward to continuing it in the future. All right, my guest today is Lee Song-mei, and I met her through Arthur, and you may remember Arthur from episodes 30 and 31. I talked with him and his former student Xiaoni in those episodes. Well, Lee Song-mei is another of his former students. She's currently in grad school here in Beijing, and her and I met in a coffee shop and recorded our conversation. Lee Song-mei is from the Hmong culture, and I was a little surprised to learn how many Hmong there were in China. They're one of the biggest minorities here. I knew there were a lot in Laos and in Vietnam, but it turns out southern China has a lot of Hmong culture as well. And Lee Song-mei told me about her upbringing in a small village in Guizhou province. And she talked a lot about the festivals that they have. There's one big festival for the new year in the fall. And then there's another big one for something similar to Valentine's Day each spring. And we also talked about her time here in Beijing as a grad student and her plans for the future. She's a very ambitious person. Please welcome Lee Song-mei. What's the name of the village you grew up in?
I grew up in Liupangshui. Actually, it's a city, not a village, but the summer is another name.
It has two names, or
no? I mean, I grew up at a very small village.
Yeah.
Before I go to middle school, then I go to the college in Guizhou, Guiyang.
Ah, right.
It's a place Arthur teach us, yeah. And then come here.
Okay. Uh-huh. And what was life like when you were growing up in this town? It was sounds like an actual city, not a tiny village like I was picturing.
A tiny village.
Oh, it was a tiny village.
Yeah,
oh,
it was. But now, it kept change. And they have a factory, so everything.
Oh, it's gotten much bigger since you were young?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like before we know everyone, like Kelly Village, but now, we can't find them. It's like, oh, this family moved to another city or someplace. Yeah. No contact.
Yeah, so small town life is going away,
yeah,
I think, in China.
Yeah, and we keep, you know, for us, we keep to middle school, then high school, then college, then, grad school, different place. So it's like, when you go back to there, it's not a family.
Okay.
You don't feel very close. Yeah. About there, but you always miss there.
What does the rest of your family still live there?
Yeah, my family live in there.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And do they still have their old traditional house, or
no.
Have they now? They have a big tall building or something.
No, that's why I not like to go to the traditional Miao village now, because like in Guizhou they have a lot of traditional Miao village now.
Oh, they still do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but my hometown, yeah, it's disappeared. Yeah, that's gone.
Sounds sad.
Yeah.
Does that make you sad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a problem in America. It's happened a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe many years ago it began. It was before it began in China, where the little towns are going away, and the cities get bigger and expand outward.
And everything kept change.
Yeah.
But the worst thing for me in China, a lot of building.
Constantly, everywhere.
Yeah.
When I first came here, I couldn't believe the number of construction
even
cranes.
In the town or in the village.
Yeah, no. Even in villages. It even more, I think.
More, yeah. They keep building.
Because I live in the middle of Beijing, and there's not that much construction there now.
Uh-huh.
It's mostly done. I mean, there's some here and there, like you'd have in any city, but it's not too much. But once I go outside the city, it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ghost towns, we call them?
Ghost towns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many of them, too.
Yeah. I'm worried about... Actually, you know, when you, like this house, the road, everything keep change, the culture is gone, too.
Uh-huh.
And the people don't like before their nature. You know, when I been the... traditional Miao village. I mean, maybe they are very far away with the city.
Yeah.
I feel very happy in there. Even we never meet each other, no, we are not a reality. Relative. Not a relative, but, you know, they like, it's like, they look at you as a family member. They are so friendly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I remember one time when I went to a very small village for a Miao festival, Miao New Year.
Okay.
Because the Miao's Canada, the ruler Canada is different to Chinese.
Okay.
October, it's their New Year.
October?
Uh-huh, October.
Oh, okay, so in China, it's usually February, sometimes January.
Yeah.
But it changes year to year because it's lunar.
Yeah.
Huh. And so you have a separate one.
Yeah, keep changing to Miao's lunar calendar, keep changing to. So maybe this year is October, the beginning of October, next year is November. Yeah.
Okay. And what are there festivities for the new year? Like parties?
Yeah.
What are the parties like?
Party.
Yeah.
They have, Lushan, the instrument.
Oh, you have musical instruments?
Yeah.
I don't know which ones.
Yeah, we have. I can show you some photo later.
Oh, I'd love to see it. I can put some on my website then, too, for people to look at.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, the whole day they keep, like, maybe at the morning we go to this friend's family, we eat and drink mijiu talk with the relative, the friend's relative. The whole day then, you know, when I arrive there, it's afternoon. So, I talk with them, but they can't understand my Hmong dialect. Because they are another
group within Hmong.
Yeah, other group. So when I sit there to drink and eat, talk with them, and the relative keep laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laugh at you?
I said, what happened? Yeah. I just asked my friend, I said, what happened? Why are they laughing? They said, oh, you're a student? Because I wore Jews or like this, but they have a hole. They say, oh, you know, you're a student in school. why pets can pull paper like I work very hard then yeah. I broke it destroy it so the grandmother said oh I will fix it for
you.
Actually I think it's just a pets. It's just my pets or just my style.
Are these the kind of jeans that have holes in them?
Yeah, have a hole.
Yeah,
so they think, oh, no.
It's too a fashion bad. Thing.
Yeah. For me, I think, oh, it's just my pets. But, oh, they say, oh, you're so hard. You spend a lot of day to come here. You work a lot.
Yeah.
And then no time to fix your pets.
yes, you poor girl.
Yeah, poor girl. So I said, oh, I know what they laugh.
Yeah.
And
I don't really understand either, like the fashion where your clothes look old and torn up and stuff. It's funny to me too.
It's funny for you too.
Yeah. But for many Americans, they'll pay a lot of money for jeans that have holes in them.
Yeah, for me, I just like it, and I never think, oh, it's a problem for them. They feel very strange. Yeah. So before the party, you know, because they have their own religion, so most of the festival, they will, you know, they will do something for the ancestor. They think the ancestor is their religion. It's like they believe them will...
Ancestor worship.
You know, we have our own ancestor. We call it Ciyu. Yeah.
Okay.
I can show you the picture later.
Sure.
Yeah. In several... let me see. They said you have 6,000 years ago, the Ciyu fighting with the Huang, Yan Huang, then they fighting them. The Ciyu lost the war. Then he kept move.
Okay.
But the Yan Huang is the Han's ancestor. When the party began, they have a lot of circle. They will dance in there. They will wear the traditional clothes.
Okay, yeah.
And at the beginning of the party, they said, oh, they will, you know, like makeup. My hair will special.
Right.
And so the girl, we never know each other. The girl said, oh, I will give you a special clothes to wear to join the party. And she said, oh, it's a gift for you.
Oh, wow.
You know, such a clothes, I have a lot because my mom did that, and it's very expensive because it's made by hand. It spent a lot of years, and the gift she gave for me, it's his wedding day. Other people give her for a gift, but she think she's so slimmer and. They think the girl, you should have, or maybe have some, like, fat, or a little bit fat.
Oh, okay.
Then,
yes.
Oh, you wore this clothes, it's beautiful. So she said, oh, it's a gift for you. I said, no, you know, I come here to join your festival. You did a lot for me. I did nothing for you. And it's a very cherished gift.
Oh.
Because that's your wedding day, other people give you such a gift. But she think she treat me as her family member, like that, sister, or like that.
They treat you like family.
If you don't want to accept this, it means, oh, you don't treat me like a family or like a sister, elder sister, like that.
It'd be almost insulting if you don't take
so
it.
So it's hard to say
no. You have to say yes.
So I wore the clothes, dance with them in the party. But at beginning, they need, you know, they will put, even they think everything have life, you know, like paper. They think the drummers have life, so they will put some media, you know.
I know, but it's, I'll explain, it's like rice wine.
Rice wine. Then
not baijiu.
Not baijiu.
Not super strong, but
like
as very strong soft. As wine.
Yeah,
maybe.
But if you drink a lot,
you'll still get drunk. Yeah.
So they will give some media to the drum.
They give it to into the drum or pour it on the drum.
They think, he also needs to drink media. Because Miao people think everything have life, like the train or everything. Even the, you know, in China we have Miao Yi, Miao medicine. Miao traditional medicine. So even after the eat the medicine, because maybe it's some plants leaf. Then they put it in some bag, then put it back to the mountain, or no sun, no other thing can hurt it.
So they give medicine to the mountain, is that what you're saying?
And pardon?
Are you saying that they give the medicine to the mountain and to the...
To people, but after they use it, after... Then maybe we think we can put it as it rubbish like that, but they don't think so. They think, it's have life. It's alive. So they put it back to the, you know, some place like, they can grow up.
Yeah.
Their life also alive.
Okay.
Like that. So they think everything have life. So they respect it. So they pull a lot of media to this. Then they run and dancing, boy, girls, and even the up generation. I mean the senior people, and they will play the lusen, the instrument.
It's like a flute or?
Not flute. I can show some picture later or
sure.
now. Yeah, that's a lucerne. It's made by bamboo.
Right. Yeah. It looks like many pieces of bamboo.
Yeah.
To make this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll.
But most of the boy play this, but some girl. One of my friend in Minzu, Chinese Minzu University. She also learned this. It's her major now.
Oh, cool.
Even in university in Beijing, they have this major. So it's good to keep the tradition now.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
And the festival, like the same like Lusen festival or some other New Year festival, their time is different.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This village is today, maybe tomorrow is other. So it's like every day they have festival.
Yeah.
So we call this minority is a happy minority.
The Hmong minority, the whole thing is happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the dance.
Yeah.
And play instrument, drink meju, eat.
Sounds good
that's
to
their
me.
Life.
Yes,
and,
sounds fun.
And I want to introduce one record move for you later. It's a France to record this. He go to the Guizhou's Wang Miao. Village to join their life and record it. If you have chance, you can you can join them. Then you know what's their life.
Okay. Well, we will go down to Yunnan anyway, most likely in the fall. So maybe this fall, maybe we could see a Hmong New Year festival. Mm-hmm. It's like October, you said?
October.
Is when this happens?
Some of them close the spring festival.
Ah, so it's not always the same. Depends
mm-hmm.
on where.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we can look for it.
April, we will have a very big festival too.
Oh, what's that for?
It's like foreigners Valentine's Day.
Ah, like Valentine's Day.
Okay. So a lot of girls, boys, but mm-hmm. yeah, we have some traditional ceremony too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like loosen or say song, some traditional thing. Yeah, we have a lot of food.
Uh-huh.
You know,
like, what's Hmong food like?
Yeah, swan, swan.
Swan like sour?
Yeah. Sour, okay. And spicy.
Spicy, okay.
Yeah, and the food we have one. Very special rice. We put the plants together with the rice. Then the color is different. We have gray, black, yellow, and another, how to say that,
purple.
And it's health, because we just use the plants' leaf or some materials together. Right. But we called it zimei fa. It's like my brother and me, we are zimei.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like siblings, okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But it's for, in traditional, now, we eat it, it's like dessert. But in traditional, it's, for boy and girl date. For, when they say song on the mountain, we call it yofang, because at night, that's a way to find your soulmate.
To go out at night? Or
to go out at night, and they will take the colorful rice.
Uh-huh.
With them, and they will say a song, and they will have some mean if they use a double chopstick.
Uh-huh.
It means I will think about you, but if just one, no choice. if you can't say a song, the Hmong song, words to express your emotion, or I like to show other people, I love you, like that.
Uh-huh.
Then it's hard for you to find a girlfriend or
okay.
Yeah, and at like the Zimei festival, like the Valentine's Day for Hmong people, the up generation also can go to meet his or her girlfriend when he was young, before.
You can meet old loves.
Old
sweetheart from when you were in high school.
Yeah, okay. And your wife or your husband never meant that. Uh-huh. That's our culture.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You can drink the mijiu or dance together. Yeah. No problem.
Right.
They will have a lot of things can express their answer. Maybe we need time to get know each other, or for sure spicy,
mm-hmm.
or for just one chopstick or double.
Like if I really like you, do I give you two chopsticks?
Give.
Oh, uh-huh. And if I only give you one chopstick, it means I don't like you?
Yeah. And okay. They also have some special gift if I really like you.
Like what kind of gift? Better than chopsticks, you mean?
Yeah, okay. Of course, to...
Oh, to a belt the, or...
Yeah,
okay.
Belt, yeah.
Okay.
And so some people also keep it when when they get older, yeah. they also has a...
Okay.
Well, so, let me see, it's last year in December when I met Arthur, we have a charity thing. Mm. I mean, what I want to say is we have seven girls, we want to donate one Lucerne square, the instrument.
Oh, the instrument, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They need such a square to dance and to play, to have fun,
yeah.
but that village is very poor, so we donate. But our way is we donate one thing, like me, I will donate one book, and somebody will buy this book, and another girl will donate the belt.
Okay.
Is some boy, some boy. Oh, it's her mom's belt, and the mom get it from her grandmother. Then she donate.
So it's like a family heirloom then,
yeah.
passed down through mm-hmm. generations.
To yeah,
and they donate it to another village.
Donate just to sell it. It's like, oh, I donated it. Then
yeah.
somebody okay. give some money. Then
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He can keep this belt.
Okay.
Then we have so then we have one million.
What?
Yeah, we got
1 million
RMB for this village.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. Because except the donate, then somebody gives some support. The, you know, it's an event. Then, yeah, some friends come here. Then we said, oh, we will do such a thing. We will build a Lucerne square, a square for the Hmong people in this village. Then, oh, some people said, yes, we can give some help. Then they give some money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, such a belt, it's very important for
Sounds
her.
Like it, yes.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, they got like 10, how to say, 20,000, it's like...
200,000.
Yeah.
200,000 RMB.
Yeah.
Whoa, for one belt.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So, yeah,
and it's not made of gold or anything. It's just an old
yeah.
belt passed down.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Huh. And
well, it's for charity though.
Uh-huh, for charity. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about why you're in Beijing. Why did you come here?
For study.
Yeah. And so we're at your university now, right?
Grad school.
For grad school, okay.
Because after I go to university, I mean, when I were a senior, junior,
uh-huh.
and I think what after graduation, what I can do, maybe most of my classmates, they go back to their hometown as a teacher,
mm-hmm.
or work for government.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your classmates also studied English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so these, you didn't necessarily like these choices?
Okay, yeah. I don't like, for a teacher, I think maybe I need maybe like author when I get older. Yeah, I have experience and knowledge.
Maybe then maybe you go do some teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to go to grad school. Maybe I don't know what can I do. So I say, maybe after 3 years in grad school, maybe I can get the answer.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I go to grad school.
Is this your first year?
It's my second year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So next year is a time.
Yeah,
for
time
answer.
To decide for real.
Yeah.
Or you could go for maybe a PhD or study in another country.
No PhD for me.
No. Time to get a job.
Yeah, I think I had found the answer.
Oh, what's the answer then?
Yeah, I want to do like, you know, It's like not a hostel, but not a hotel. I want to do a minorities place for people to just for relax. Or you can join the Miao culture. What I mean is, you can, you know, close with them and know their culture, mm-hmm. or just far away with the city. Okay. Just feel relaxed in here, quiet. I want to live not like this house. I want to live in a natural environment.
Okay.
No air pollution and right. Do something what I want to do.
Okay. So people will stay with you. It's like a homestay then, and they learn about Hmong culture. Is that the idea?
Not study, they just enjoy. What I want to say is the building is special, and like you feel very, comfortable.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
And the important is the environment. I don't want to a lot of people go there, like Lijiang or something.
Yeah. A lot of people there. So yeah. Limit the number of guests.
Uh-huh. And for me, the important thing is my mom did the Miao embroidery.
Oh, the embroidery. Yeah, for clothing or?
Clothes and bags and okay. Uh-huh. Scarf.
Sure, so you can make, handmake.
Handmake and ticket and the food.
Yeah.
I want to, if the people like it, they can try it too. They can make it by themselves to do some very simple. Then they can take it with them to back. And this one thing is I want to put the culture thing inside. Another is I want to, because now a lot of people in my hometown or the Miao village, they have to go to the big city like Guangdong or Zhejiang, some big city to work.
Yes.
Then they have to put their child in home.
Oh, and the grandparents raise the child? Yes, yes.
Yeah, so if they can, you know, they can make the Miao embroidery, it's very beautiful. Then they will produce some thing. Then if they have some tourists coming, they can buy, then maybe that's a good way to for them.
For sure. I could see that being very popular.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so yeah, maybe it's a good way for them to make money. They can stay with family.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so are you thinking then the people that you would teach to would be also Hmong or Miao?
Yeah.
Ah, got it. Okay. Uh-huh. I was thinking, like, it's pretty popular for, at least in the West, to go somewhere and take a class, like a cooking class in Italy or something like that. So people could come to your place, maybe, and take a class.
Not a class, it's just a travel in there.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe this isn't going to work well for Chinese tourists. Are you thinking of supporting Chinese tourists or foreign tourists?
Both, if they like, they like this culture or they like this place.
I think foreign tourists, from what I know, would be possibly very interested.
Mm-hmm.
Even a whole tour group could come.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know much about the Chinese tourism. Tourists. Yeah, I don't mm-hmm. know as much. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is there a big market for it?
I think you are right.
Yeah?
But for Chinese people, yeah, some people like it, but maybe, you know, like the Hmong people, they just living there. That's their life. They don't think, oh, it's special. But for me, because I'm come here, mm-hmm. I know, oh, yeah, it's really good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's true. Wherever you're from, that's just your environment. You just think that's normal.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's normal.
If you're from Beijing, then Beijing is normal.
Uh-huh.
And if you're from America, Beijing is really exotic and super interesting.
Uh-huh.
But to you, it's just life if you're from it.
Yeah. I were being a lot of Miao villages, so I think it there make me happy. That's what I want to do this thing.
So you found your calling, maybe.
We had building one house in there, just beginning. And what I'm prepared now is most of the moon we know each other. I mean, like they are the artist or the superstar.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, in China, the relative is very important.
Sure.
So, because we join a lot of like parties or some conference.
Conference.
Uh huh. Then because what I prepare is, learned the culture about Moon. I mean the history or everything.
You're studying that now in grad school?
In free time. I read a lot of book about this because I want to do some, I mean, even the clothes or something I want to design because my mom did it now. I want to make it more knowledge.
Okay.
Or, you know, because they have some symbol, because it's like, you know, like the Miao's clothes, they have their own culture. It's like a history under.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Under, because there are no character.
So they don't have a written language, so on the clothes shows a lot of what has happened in history.
Because the woman, they keep moving, so they don't know how to record it.
Yeah.
They can't write, so they put it on their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is, we want to make the clothes special. Other people also like it. It's just not Hmong people like it.
Uh-huh.
I want to make it fashion and minority.
I could
tell people the story behind the clothes.
I mean, you've shown me a lot of beautiful pictures of the clothes, and I could definitely see people wanting
it. Actually, we don't need to put a lot of symbol on. Maybe just one, like a like the butterfly.
On the clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We have some very old story. The butterfly born us.
Mm. Oh, you come from butterfly.
Yeah, the butterfly fall in love with the water.
Uh-huh.
Then they have 12 eggs.
12 eggs, okay.
Uh-huh. Then they have different kind of paper. Then we have the words. Yeah, we have some story.
Oh, each egg is a different type of person, a different race?
Different, like, you know, they have people and have animals too.
Ah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay.
So 12 for us, it's a special number.
Uh-huh.
And the butterfly, it's a butterfly mom.
Butterfly mom.
Mm-hmm. Hoodie mama. Yeah.
Cool.
So in our class, we have a lot of butterflies.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh. So, it's like now I have some idea. It's maybe butterfly. We can do some a series of clothes or some, you know, just a flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, for food. Or some very small bags.
Oh, like a bag, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a lot of options.
Hmm. Uh-huh, yeah, a lot of options.
And do most people in these villages still speak Hmong?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's different dialects, or are different languages?
Different language.
Okay.
Even different villages or dialect is different. Some of them, they can understand each other.
Okay,
yeah.
But if you go far enough away, then cannot understand.
Oh, like Hunan's Hmong can't understand Guizhou's Hmong dialect.
See.
Yeah, some group. But some group, even they are in different province, the same. their language is the same. Mm-hmm.
And are the languages kind of disappearing too? Do you think?
Yeah.
Do young people still speak the language or?
Yeah, some villages. But if the people live in, like me, if the people, their childhood in the tiny town, then she go to the city for school or something, then they can't see.
Oh, that's why. Speak. That's why it disappears. Then they just leave their village.
No such an environment.
Yeah, they don't have. They don't ever hear their language.
No people. Oh, yeah, to teach you.
Okay.
But now the government have some policy. They have double. I mean, Mandarin and minority.
Oh, okay. Bilingual.
Classes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, for kindergarten or for primary school, they will have. The minority classes too, so they will have some Hmong teacher will teach them Hmong language like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's so it's good. They are trying to keep it alive, keep the languages alive.
Yeah.
It's such an important part of culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think it's always sad when languages disappear.
Yeah. Even language disappear. Yeah.
Yeah, it happens all the time. It's if you've ever looked at every year, many languages disappear.
Many things.
And you'll see the last person who speaks a language, and they have nobody to talk to in their native language, and then they die, and then it's done.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, like the architecture too, like the house are like, we called it 吊脚楼, because the Hmong, most of the Hmong people live in the mountain, so the location is not such good. Then they need to put very big,
like pillars, like a big wooden pole to hold it up.
Yeah,
yeah, like a pillar.
Yeah, very, yeah.
Hmm.
Have been seen such.
I haven't seen Hmong houses like that. I've seen a Buddhist monastery like that.
Buddhist.
Which is, you know, Da Tong, in Shanxi province.
Mm-hmm, I know.
There's a famous old Buddhist monastery that's hanging on a cliff, and it's held up by these poles.
Mm. I want to buy such a house.
Yeah, I'd buy one.
You buy one?
Sure, I could live in it and look across the mountains.
Yeah, listen to birds.
Yeah, listen to birds.
Uh-huh.
It'd be peaceful.
But, you know, like, no. I mean, the traditional house have some problem, like very, not very cold in the winter.
Yeah, I learned that in Shashi.
Shashi.
So it's
now,
very cold.
If we have a condition, we can change, you know?
Yeah.
Like now the designer, or you have some, I mean, the traditional Miao house is the light is a problem, or the bathroom is a problem too. So now
no bathroom
No bathroom. The bathroom is under.
I hope it's on the bottom floor at least.
Yeah.
It'd be very bad if it was above you.
Yeah. So now we can change. I mean, we can make some programs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
make
maybe
it more comfortable.
Right. Yeah. Make it. Look like a Hmong house,
and
you know it's Hmong.
Yeah, but, clean.
But
has
these modern comforts.
Yeah, modern. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
And it's cheap. You know, now just several hundreds yuan, several thousands yuan, then you can buy one.
Yeah, a few thousand.
Yeah.
Huh. This is sounding appealing to me. But I don't know if I'd fit in very well. I could try.
Yeah.
So might be fun to own a little
house.
What
I said, maybe I just write some poem in there.
Yeah,
good.
right.
Yeah, it's just for relax.
It's good to have these places too,
or
like
for
a sanctuary.
For weekend.
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
There's some little villages near Beijing where some people with a lot of money will go and a couple hours from here for the weekend and get away from the people and the pollution.
Yeah, the work.
Oh, the work, the whole busy life. Sure.
Yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh. I think there's a lot of appeal in that. Well, it sounds like you have a good idea for starting this center. Do you have other people you're working on it with?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we need a group. If just myself, yeah, it's have a lot
of work. Oh, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's... And money, time, yeah.
You need a lot of skills, too, to build this.
Skill, yeah. Mm.
Uh-huh. What do you think the people who live in the village where you want to build this center, do they support you? Have you talked to them yet?
Yes, I think so. They will support me.
Yeah.
If I do this thing, it must. The first thing is they support me.
Yeah.
And the like I did such a thing. If not, I will feel unhappy. We have some, you know, sour
fish.
Fish, because their fish is grow up in the rice. You know, the rice, they have the land, then they have water under there, it's a fish, and the rice grow up.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. We call this Dao Hua Yu. Dao means the rice.
Uh-huh.
Then the Yu grow up under the. Then the Yu, the fish can eat the rice's flowers.
So the fish grows up inside of a rice paddy or rice field, and it eats the rice and mm-hmm. which makes it bigger,
mm-hmm.
so and it has all the food it ever needs.
Yeah.
Huh. And then you take it and eat the fish.
Yeah, and they will put it. You know, they have some special way to keep it on a special tool, or they have a lot of way to how to cook it. What I mean, so you can eat a different kind of flavor fish and use the traditional way. For me, it's like, it's knowledge. They are so clever, genius.
Sure, they have a lot of traditional things.
When we go to there, they think, oh, you are a grad school student, you have knowledge like that, you are clever. Actually not. The clever people for me is them. Mm-hmm. It's not about you have master degree or PhD. It's them. They are so clever. What they did or they made their clothes or their way to cook food or treat people, you know, such friendly people very close. Yeah, they treat each other very good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have a lot of respect for them too, and I agree there are different types of knowledge you can gain in this world. It's not all about going to school.
Yeah.
A lot of it's the they know how to survive.
And when we eat, I mean the woman near us, so I and my mom, so we eat like lunch or after lunch, so because it's like 2 p.m.
Okay.
So they treat us a lot of delicious food. We drink a lot of mead in there because they keep give you the food and the mead. Then we miss the ceremony, the beginning of the event. because they will, and when we go there, the people had to come back. Because we drink and talk.
You drank and drunk. Talked for so long that you
drunk.
You missed it.
Huh? Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so they're just as welcoming to foreigners, you think?
They welcome everybody.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Because they think, they are so happy. You can come to and such a very far way to come here.
Yes.
To join the festival with us.
Oh, okay. Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there are a lot of young people who want to preserve this culture still, or are more trying to move to the city, join that life?
Yeah, I think a lot of people now, if most of my friends, they are in university or high or grad school.
Yeah.
They hope we should preserve.
Okay.
And they take some action.
So they have a similar attitude to you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Then that's great. Yeah, you've got a lot of energy toward this.
Yeah, some people can support me, or we can become a group, do something together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they think most of the traditional thing, maybe they will disappear, so they record it.
Oh, like with video?
Yeah.
Oh.
Video, okay. Yeah. And books. Hmm. Yeah, write some books, and we will invite, or we will talk with the senior people.
Yeah.
They also have, you know, knowledge, or they also have good education.
They tend to have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
From when they were young.
Yeah, they tell us a lot of stories to share. And what they did when their generation.
When they were young.
Yeah.
I wish I spoke better Chinese, because I sometimes talk with old people in Beijing or anywhere in China, really. Mm-hmm. And we don't say much more than, like, where are you from, and just the basic stuff. But I'm sure they have a lot of interesting stuff about their childhood and growing up. But I...
Yeah, actually, you what you did now, it's my goal. It's like my dream.
like a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Talk with people, listen their story. Feel very...
Yeah, you definitely
and
could.
And also, you know, like when I talk with the author, I think I got a lot. It's like the real talk. You know, most of the time I say, oh, I really want to talk with the author. I have such a feeling. Or... he can give me some advice, or I just want to share this story with him.
Right. Now Arthur told me you went to visit him in Seattle.
Yeah.
And what was that like?
Uh-huh.
Like your first time in America?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like my friends. Oh, you know. You tell me in Seattle, it's like paradise, or like a honeymoon.
This is what your friends told you, or what you...
My friend told me, my feeling is like every hour is so important. We can do, you know, we did a lot of things in Seattle. Meet friends, other's friends, and also try to go to gambling, you know.
Gambling?
It's because in Seattle they have a place. Other's friends go there just for fun. It's not serious gambling for money. Just, or for an experience. So I go there and I've been Bruce Lee, you know. Bruce Lee's tomb.
He's buried there?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
okay.
His wife.
Yeah.
In UW, you know, Washington University.
Oh, Washington, yeah.
Yeah, Washington University, and it's very near Arthur's home.
Oh. Is his wife still alive?
Maybe they meet each other in the university.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I will read the Hmong paper too in Seattle. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and we keep contact now.
Oh, that's
and,
cool. Okay.
When I go there, he just get married. But now he showed me some picture about his daughter.
Yeah.
And I will try to learn driver license in Seattle too, because Arthur's friend. Mike, he keep me try to how to drive.
Oh, have you ever driven in China?
I never.
Oh, you're learning how to drive in Seattle.
But I didn't learn it, but I tried.
Oh, you tried.
So I have two classes like that. And we did a lot of hiking.
Okay.
That's what I like.
Yeah, there's a lot of nature near Seattle.
Yeah. Hiking and camping. And,
cool.
Yeah, the typhoon. We were sort of typhoon.
Is that a campsite, or what is it?
A campsite it's near Canada, and there we can see the tide. I mean, then you can see some plants in the sea, or it's the
like seaweed.
Yeah, or seaweed.
Okay.
Sea star or some.
Oh, starfish. Yes.
A lot of things.
Oh, wow.
Here. Sunset.
Yeah, beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
Mountains too.
Mountains. And we go some concert.
Okay.
And I go to a baseball.
Oh, yeah? The Mariners?
Mariners?
The team is the Mariners?
Seattle? In Seattle.
You saw them play? Baseball?
Yeah, baseball. Yeah.
Did you understand how the game works?
My friend explained it for me.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that sounds fun.
And at Seattle, you forget your thing in China. So you just put all everything away.
All no your old life and don't
just,
worry about it.
Yeah, just enjoy.
That's cool. Yeah, well, for Americans who come to China, it's the same. They can put away their old life and just enjoy their trip.
Uh-huh. I've been, Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft's campus? In Redmond.
Redmond?
It's a town, I think it's a suburb of Seattle,
near
Seattle.
Yeah.
That's where the...
Yeah, like 1 hour.
The headquarters. Okay. Uh-huh. Did you take a tour?
Take a tour.
Of Microsoft?
Yeah. Because, before others, friends, girlfriend, work in Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
Then they can, or they say she can shoot. Then when I go there, they broken off.
Oh, whoops.
I can't. So I go to there and I meet another friend. Now we are, because he work in Microsoft in Zhongguancun, near here.
Okay.
So in there, I meet him.
Yeah.
And now... He want to do a APP for the children. The age is 2 to 12 for learn English.
An English learning app.
Okay. So then we prepare it 1 year. So maybe at April it will put on.
That's exciting.
I said, I should thank Seattle. I should thank Arthur. Then I know him. Then we can do such a thing together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not sure what will happen about the APP. It's will success or...
Well, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Sure. But yeah, we do something, get together, use linguistics and the APP for Microsoft, they do the technology.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they need somebody. My friends, they have, it's a group. We have 4 people. Then another people are working Microsoft. They said, we don't want to work for Microsoft the whole life.
Right.
How about we do such a thing? Then
their
knowledge is no...
And build an app?
Build app.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, very common. Many, many people have quit these companies like Microsoft and Google to start their own app or company. And then they start that and make a lot of money. And
Yeah. And they said, we hope we... can have another partner can do the for linguistic or for education, because they just for tech knowledge.
Okay.
So how to build up it.
And you know the linguistic side. So maybe are you joining them?
Yeah,
then?
I join them. It's a good.
Do you know what this language app is called? Does it have a name yet?
We called it 24 key.
24 key.
Yeah.
Key like Yao Shu. Yeah, key. Like open a door with a key.
Turning for, we, you know, it's guard, golden. We call it 24金.
Okay, 24 carats gold.
Or yeah, for that. Or we will have 24 step. How to say, like, maybe at first you just this level.
Yeah,
24.
Oh, okay, 24 levels to the app to learning English.
Yeah, but maybe, we need to make progress. It's like, oh, now it's just the beginning. Yeah. Maybe later we have some problem, we keep change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, make it.
But you hope to have it out in the next couple months?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had to, it can use now.
Oh, you can? Oh, I'll have to look at it. Yeah. Is it in the Google App Store or just in Chinese?
You can use Android's telephone, then you can use it. Just download the app, then you can use it.
Okay.
For children. Learn
English. Oh, it's for kids, yeah. But I'm interested too.
But it's free.
What
we want to do is maybe later we need some English teacher like you.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Can I help you?
Of course.
Yeah. What can I do?
That's my pleasure. You can teach students or do some.
Help the students. Yeah. Okay.
Or just maybe they have some problem about this grammar or something.
Sure.
Or English, then you can. Yeah. Or your wife can do that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I think. I stayed there about 36 days.
Okay.
Every day is different, and we cook together too, and
cool,
I teach them. Arthur have a recipe. He can make the 炸酱面, 炸酱 noodle.
Okay, yeah.
And I teach him how to make a dumpling.
Cool, yeah.
And we go other friends home to make dumpling together. All of them can make it.
Well, that's fun.
And it's delicious. They said, oh, you should teach us play mahjong.
Oh, and you taught them?
I didn't.
No. I learned once, but the person who taught me just kept making up new rules in the middle. I'm like, but I was just winning and now I'm losing and it's so arbitrary just because you didn't tell me that rule.
Yes, other time when the people said, hey, let's ask play mahjong, they just want your money.
yeah, then it's all about money. Well, there's a bunch of old people who play mahjong outside of our building where I live in Dongzhimen. Not now because it's too cold, but once it gets a little warmer, I'll talk to them, I don't know.
Yeah, Chinese?
They're Chinese. And they're all over 60 years old, so maybe I'm not going to be able to join them so easily. But it's really interesting how they play mahjong pretty much every day outside. Yeah. So it sounds like you enjoyed Seattle in America.
I hope I can go back soon. Go back there soon.
Okay.
And they also have their New Year too in America.
Oh, okay.
Among New Year. So I hope I can join.
Oh, that would be fun. Go there and celebrate. And is it kind of the same day for everybody in America?
Different.
Still different.
Oh, yeah.
That's maybe good for you. There's many celebrations to attend. I guess you could travel around America and meet, Hmong people, but different people too, and record podcasts with them.
Maybe I should,
Yes.
Yeah, then you are my teacher. You can tell me how to,
Right, I can teach you how to do it.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting hobby or, a very good experience. Mm. You can listen people's story. It's like a book.
Yeah.
Listening other people's story, like read a book.
It can be.
Yeah. So, Are you planning to write a book in one day or not?
Oh, I am right now.
Wow.
But not about China, about South America.
Uh-huh.
And
wow.
I actually wrote a book already, which I can show
you.
I can show you where to get it. And
wow.
Yeah, it's on my website. It's called 1,000 Days Between.
1,000
Days Between.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also my website.
Mm-hmm.
And I took 1,000 days off of work to travel around South America. And
wow.
so I wrote one book about it, and I'm finishing my second book now.
Wow.
So hopefully I'll have that done by summer.
Wow, it's so nice.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, I can
so now,
help you look at it.
Yeah, so now it's the time to read this book.
Yes, maybe.
It's your turn.
Right, working on that. And it's all in English, though. So, and I've had a few people tell me, oh, you should get it translated to Chinese.
Yeah.
So that maybe I'll make that happen sometime.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so many people who might be interested.
Yes. Maybe it's popular or
yeah.
I can translate it for Hmong people.
It's a Hmong language.
Even my Hmong grandmother,
even she'll be reading it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
But at least the Mandarin Chinese market is just so big. So many people who speak Chinese. So yeah, we'll see. That's what I'm working on now.
Mm-hmm. So, it's your major to, like?
My major in school was computer science.
Wow.
Yeah, so very different.
So you didn't go to Microsoft?
No, I worked at IBM for a while.
IBM?
In Minnesota, yeah,
uh-huh.
In America.
Mm-hmm.
But no, not Microsoft. I have some friends who do work there and have worked there.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a really great company, but that you also have to work very hard.
Yeah.
All of those companies.
You don't like it.
I don't mind hard work, but when that's all you do, it gets to be too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's important to go outside and enjoy the world too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Help sustain your creativity. Keep you going in life.
Yeah, nice.
We should wrap it up.
Uh-huh.
We've been talking for a long time.
Yeah.
You come from an interesting culture, and so I'm happy to have talked to you, so thanks for talking with me.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to keep in touch.
Yeah.
You'll have to keep me updated on all of your projects.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's all I have for today. I want to thank my guest, Lee Song-mei, for coming on the show. She provided me with a story about one of the festivals that she talks about. That's the Valentine's Day equivalent. And I'm going to put that up in the show notes of this podcast on my website. That's at 1000daysbetween.com if you want more information. There's also going to be some photos up, so come check it out. I think you'll enjoy this little add-on to the podcast. And finally, I mentioned my book a little bit during the show. That book is called 1,000 Days Between. You can read more about it on my website, or you can go to the Amazon page to check it out. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.